Okay, part two of our Haggadah Marathon, Tavshin Pei Dalad. I'll learn in 10 short years. I'll learn in Shabbat the Nishmas, Rav Avraham Abba ben Rav Moshe Chaim, Eshet Tehila, Abbas, Rav Gavriel Pinchas, and Mesoros Tovas in Eretz Yisrael for our brothers, our sisters, soldiers, and hostages, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. Get to the paragraph, Maisa Rabbi Lazar, and they were saying the entire night, the story of the Messiah Hashem, Achibot, Hamidim, Hamrulim, Barbi, Rebbe, Rasinu, Yiazman, Kriyash, Mashashachas. Why did Talmidim, said the Brisker Rav, why did Talmidim interrupt the Chachamim when the time arrived to say Shema? Said the Brisker Rav, an incredible answer. They're involved in Torah. They're involved in Sipur Sias Mitzrayim. And the halacha is that Talmud Torah is interrupted only for Kriya Shema. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim, Tav Resh, Pei Zayin, we know that Talmud Torah is only, they learn from the Rebbeim, that Talmud Torah is only interrupted for, it was time to say Kriya Shema. Very good. But I also heard from Rabbi Lauren Jonathan Sachs, and from other tzaddikim as well, that they say the whole Inyan, they're up the entire night. Because why Dafka did they go to Rabbi Akiva? So you could tell me that Rabbi Akiva was the Rav. The Maisa Hashem says that he was the Rav of the city, and his Beis Din was located there. Very good. Or we could say it was Dafka Rabbi Akiva, because it was the time of Galus. And we know the Gemara and Makkos tells us that Rabbi Akiva and all his Tanamer as well, where they were watching the Beis Hamikdash in flames. And what did they do? They were all crying. Rabbi Akiva's laughing. They said, Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? He said, why are you crying? Well, I'm laughing, said Rabbi Akiva, because there's two prophecies. One prophecy is going to be destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash. Now I know that the prophecy that will be rebuilt. Rabbi Akiva will have the ability to be able to see further, to be able to see the ore. That even in that, within October 7th, be able to see the Mashiach. As hard as October 7th was, as hard as everything we're going through, we have to try our best to hold on. Right? The whole night of the Seder, we're trying to give over our Amuna. Giving over our Amuna. But Rabbi Akiva is telling us, don't just have Amuna with your head. Have it with your heart. Have it with your heart. It reminds me of a piece of an Eish Kodesh. When it's in Parsha Shalach, when they're going into Eretz Yisrael, the Meraglim come back with the terrible news about the giants. So what does Kalev say? He says, Vayaz, Olo Nala, we got this. Olo Nala, how is that an answer? We can get this, we can get this. He was saying, Amuna, stop thinking with your head, think with your heart. The Rebbe Shu can do anything he wants. So yes, Rabbi Akiva here, according to Rabbi Sachs, the other things say that you're going to be able to find the ore within the Choshech. But maybe we could say even deeper than that. We could say even that's a crazy thing. That even when amongst the darkness, Allah Nala, the Rabbonu Shem is Lamala Min HaTeva. Chodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to play to Teva de Garul. Chodesh Baruch Hu is Lamala Min HaTeva. I love that idea. Starting off from Rabbi Brisker Rav, then we went to, I forgot where we got, Mas Hashem, about it was Rabbi Kiva's city. Rabbi Sachs, and then the Eish Kodesh Parsha Shalach Adinamer 2. So continuing on with the Maaseh of Rabbi Elazar, we know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hari Adik ben Shammai, Vlo Zechish, Shetema Yitzit Zeb HaLeilos, Achad Joshua ben Zoyim, Elman Tisku Yom Tzchom Meretz, Vesev Koy Mechayach, Yimei Chayach Hayam, Koy Mechayach HaLeilos. Then I start dodging out this pasuk in Devarim Tez Zayin. Beautiful. Says Rav Shor in the old Haggadah, the Oitzer HaMachshavav that I found, Baruch Hashem, he quotes it to Fer Shlomo. Says, why is Chazal tell teaching as your halom mas shoshim maskirin yitzias b'sham b'lelos? What's the lashon of maskirin? So pashup shad is that we mention yitzias b'sham at night. Because he says it's much deeper than that. Says the Tefer Shlomo the Radamsker. Laila rom is aimei agolus. Shanim la laila nighttime refers to galus. V'anu aydim is sipor yitzias b'sham b'zu halaila. Through us speaking about yitzias b'sham and Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us and tremendous miracles for us then and now. Mashpiim shekam asman agolus is oyirach mevchasinim mimitzrayim. We have the ability to be me'orei Kadosh Baruch Hu's racham. And he quotes the Nomei Melech, we said yesterday, ki asipa me'orei chasodim, look at Parshas Bo, and by just saying the sipa, by saying the sipa, 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 that's me'orei rachamim. V'zel, Moshe maskirin, maskirin just doesn't mean mention, loshon zichrus v'ashpo, it's remembrance, and a mountain, and excuse me, a waterfall, just by speaking the sipor. Maskirin, tizkor. What's this lashon of maskir? V'lo zachisi, maskirin, balelos. It's dafka balelos. And how do we do it? How do we get to the lailos? Dafka b'maskirin. We're about to bring down that shefa that we said, the Rebbe of Melch, Parshas Bo. The Tefer Shlomo says the same here. How do we get to the lailos? By dafka by speaking about it. And that's Ma'orah HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachman. Maybe we could say also the goddess of speaking about Tzis B'Shef is also speaking about Amunah. Speaking about Amunah, Tavshin Peidal, speaking to our children, where we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu this past 6 months, where we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. I know Rabbi Goldberg Shlita has a family WhatsApp chat that says, I think it's an Amunah chat, like Hashkacha chat. Where did you see Hashem today? Where did you see Hashem today? So the Kabbalah Rebbe says, Hamanti, you want to grow an Amunah? Ki Adaber. And it says a lot not on halal. Hamati ki adaber. You want to grow in your emuna? Speak about emuna. Speak about tzaddikim. Speak about where you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. But Tefer Shlomo says the same thing over here, but it's a little bit different. He says, by zichron, by maskirin, you're bringing mamash the shefa down. Like we said yesterday for the Rebbe Melech, Adin number three. Adin number three, Rav Biderman brings an incredible story from the Bnei Yisoschar. So now we go on, Baruch HaMokom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosn Torah L'mo Yisrael. Rav Biderman writes, the tzaddikim generations past would circulate the streets during the seder, listening to the sounds coming from every Jewish home. The Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoschar, says, once overheard a simple Jew, said, Echol Chachav, Echol Rosh, Echol Tav, Echol. How would he do it? He would say, Echol! Echol! Why is it Echol? Why he drew it out? Like he was saying Krishma. So the Rebbe knocked, he was curious. He knocked on the door. He was welcoming inside, and he asked the homeowner, why did he do this? The man proudly replied that he had learned from his father, who taught him during Shema, that you're supposed to say Echad. The halacha is that Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and everywhere, and you're supposed to prolong it. We say it slowly, so why should this Echad be different than any other Echad? You're supposed to say Echad with the Krishma, supposed to prolong it, so you're supposed to prolong this one also. It's brought down, Rabbi Yirmiyahu writes, the Bnei Yisoschar was very moved by his answer. This Jew connected the four sons with Kriya Shema. And we see a reference to this as well. The Talmidim told the Tanoim that it was time for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. And Shachris stands for four words. Shein Odei L'Shol, Chacham, Rasha, and Tam. Right? It's not just a Stam thing that the paragraph right after Ma'aseh Berei Elazar is Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. No. It's because it says the Bnei Yisoschar, this Jiyad who taught me to say Echad and along, because Shachris is also Shein Odei L'Shol, Chacham, Rasha, and the Tam. Shachris being spelled out without the Yud. Maybe we could say it from the Kamana Rebbe. True love for Hashem comes. It's the same thing. If you want to have love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to show love to the Talmidim. You have to show love to every Jew. Avas Hashem is dependent on your Avas Yisrael. If you don't love every Yid, then you don't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same gematria as Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem. Beautiful idea from the Bnei Yisoschar and the Kamana Rebbe, idea number five. Excuse me, idea number four. So sticking with the Chacham, the Tam, the Rasham, the Tam, Mevei Sheino De Elishol. Rav Biderman writes a beautiful answer, a beautiful explanation. Why does the Baal HaGadol repeat the word Echad after each one? Just simply say Echad either before or after, but Echad Cham, Echad Tam. Rav Biderman says it's an incredible lesson. The Torah is telling the Malamnim, the teachers, the parents, that they wish to succeed with their Tamidim, with their children. You have to see them as mamish, literally key from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that fills your heart. See them as your focus of your attention. You will succeed in reaching them. And sometimes it might be hard. But you know what? You ever open up a door, says Rav Biderman, and one key doesn't work? So you try the other key, and try another key. And he doesn't try yet? The person's not going to get angry, because you know one of the keys does work. Every single child has a key that is right for him. And parents and teachers have to find that key. Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Chatam, Echad Yishedei Nishol. Each one has a different lock and requires a different key. But if Hashem gave you the child, if Hashem gave you the student, then He also gave you the key. I'll read that line again, powerful. If Hashem gave you the child, if Hashem gave you the student, then He also gave you the key to access His neshama. As He said, the Sefri, V'shinantam levenecha, Eilu atamidim. So it's not just referring to teachers, but it's referring to parents. But Chodesh Baruch Hu gives us a child, then Chodesh Baruch Hu gives us the key as well. And we have to view everyone as an echad. As an echad that a Chodesh Baruch Hu gave us. Not just an echad that he's one of, that we see him as one, and every single one, of course, needs their own personal attention. Beautiful. It's a beautiful chim chbor gvald. But I think what Rav Biderman is saying is that we see the echad. We see a Chodesh Baruch Hu in every single one of our children, their students, and a Chodesh Baruch Hu give it to them, then he also gave us the key to their soul as well. Moving on, idea number five. Yochum Rav Shor brings down Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Tamalom Rabbi Yom Ahui, Bayim Yom 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 Yom. You might thought to say the Ta'agado from Rosh Chodesh. No. The time of Matzah Mor Munachim Lefenecha. Says the Mojitzer, the Divrei Yisrael. What's the lesson for us by Yochum Rosh Chodesh? A Jew might think that a person has to do a lot of achanas and a lot of preparation. And if I didn't do my preparations, or if I didn't come to the Seder in the greatest mood, then I can't have a great Seder. No. You might think the only Jew who comes to prepare for Pesach, of course, ain't kedusha bli achana. But some of us sometimes, you know, we don't feel like we did enough achana. So you might think that you can't connect to the aura of the night. Tamalomar. What is the Seder Haggadah teaching us? Ba'avur zeh. Even if you're busy in Parnassah, even if you didn't feel like you prepared properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the time that the matzah and marah are in front of you, a person can tap into the energy, to the DNA, to the kedusha of the night. Don't think that you need it. Only the people that connect to the yontif are only the people that are going to be able to connect to this yontif, to connect to the Seder night. No, every single year. Don't say that. But it's not true. Every single year, mamash. Adiyah number six, very appropriate for this year. Isha Amda, brought down by the Ish Kodesh and Tafshin Aleph. What's this vihi? My vihi. The Isha Amda v'sidav alonu shulech v'amal harishpocha matzinim yadam. What's this vihi? So it's brought down by Svarim. If you have a Svarim, vihi is Vav, is six Mishnayas, Hey, is Chalam Yishachum Shetor, Yudasar Sidibas, Echad is a Chodesh Baruch Hu. But says the Rebbe, the Ish Kodesh, mamish in the middle of tremendous torture, tremendous things Chai Yisrael never saw in their lives. He's saying that even before that we think that there's no way out, V'hi Sha'amda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already planning how to save us. What's V'hi really, the Rebbe saying? The V'hi is our Amuna. The V'hi is our Tikva. The Tikva Tenu. Sha'afilu Shikadam Elanu Shikva Anu V'yada, that we're mamish in their hands, and having to get the hostages back, Gam Ken Yatzilinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to save us. V'hi is the Amuna, that tremendous simple faith, the Amuna Pshuta, that we know that we don't know how it's going to work out. But we do, we look at our past history, we know that just like it worked out in the past, it's also going to work out as well. Simple faith. And if the Rebbe can write that then, and the Ish Kodesh can be able to write that then there, Me'ez Hashem, we could draw strength from there, his Amunah, his Bitachon, in Mamash in the middle of the war, V'hi Sha'amda, all about V'hi is Dafka or Amunah. Dafka. And maybe we could say, V'hi is Gematria Chaf Beis. What's Chaf Beis? The Chaf Beis Osias HaTayra. Going back to what we said before about how we start of the heat, beautiful idea number 7. Okay, so then we get to after Tzei Lamavi, you start darshaning out the Psukim, Vayeri to Mitzrayim, Anos Habi HaDibor. And we got down to Mitzrayim, Anos Habi HaDibor, Dafka through our Dibor. It says that Rav Shor, quoting the Nejitzer Magid, says, any time a Jew feels like they're in their Meitzar, they feel constricted and restricted. And in Mitzrayim, how do we get out of it? Al Pi HaDibor. Shomer Piv, someone who guards his tongue, guards his mouth, shomer mitzaras nafsho, will be shomer and be guarded from the tremendous pain. V'zeh kavanah pi adibor. Afil ma'ashenir lo adam ki'ilu hu michshol derech ones v'shenayis halayla. Even if a person that are ones, if a person feels like in the middle of the night, hakom v'sias hadiburim shalom. The Zohar says that at the end of the day, whatever a person dreams about, whatever a person thinks about, it really just stems from your speech. So when we're careful with our speech, says the Medrash Shemagid, then we're careful with our speech, then yes, it might be an oinus, but we have to be careful with our speech, because really, it all came down through our speech. Think about what the brothers did. We got down to Mitzrayim, right? It's brought down by, it's brought down from Yishonim already, why we do Karpas, to remember how we got there. And Rabbi Pesach Kron says, it all started from the brothers. The brothers started with their speech. If we're careful with our speech, we'll be good to go. Rav Tzadok says that the people that sometimes have a hard time with Shmir Sabris, people have a hard time with Kedusha, it's because they're not careful with their speech. And Rav Tzadok has a very simple remez for that. It says, Peh, 85, is Gematria Mila, 85. When a person is careful with how they speak, or what they speak, or how they speak, then they be careful in their holiness as well. Speech and Kedusha and Shmer Sabris, Shmer Seinan, they go all together. Beautiful idea. The Medrash of HaRav, Yara Mitzrayim, Onus HaPi HaDibor, be careful with their speech. Because at the end of the day, all Mitzrayim, all different types of galus, all types of restrictions and constrictions comes from our speech. Adiyah number 8. Rav Biederman says a great story about Rav Shimon Shkup. So, B'yad Chazakov, Zoron Etuyo. Sorry, no, it's the paragraph of Ayotzienu. V'avarti be'eretz Yisrael malayla hazeh, ani v'lo malach. I took you out. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ani, me and not an angel. On the Leil Seder, Rav Shimon Shkup says Rav Biederman would speak very little. Content to allow the words of the God to tell the story itself. He explained, though, at the Pasuk, V'avarti be'eretz Yisrael malayla hazeh, I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim this night. And Chazal Darshan, the word Vavarti, teaches that Hashem did it on his own, with no messengers or angels. This means that on this night, Tavshin Pei Dalet, when those miracles renew themselves, it's not just a history book, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews himself. Hashem himself sits by our side, listening to our words. On this night, Rav Shimon taught, we have the words of the Haggadah, the awareness, the power of our own tefillos, and the feelings of dveikus that come from being in the proximity to the Creator Himself. Not just a history lesson, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out. It's a reminder that when we're at the Seder, the Ribbono Shel Olam is sitting next to us. And we could daven our heart out, like we said yesterday, but before Ma'an Ishtana. We said before Ma'an Ishtana, what did Rabbi Nachman tell us? The Kana Ben Shoyl. The Kana Ben Shoyl means that here we could daven, specifically for children, for any Yeshua. The whole Indian of the Haggadah is to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. And the words of the Haggadah is a tefillah. The words of the Haggadah is a tefillah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is right there. Talk to Him, realize His presence by your Seder. Beautiful idea from Rav Shimon Shkab, idea number 9. So now we get to the Makos. It's hard to choose which Makos. But we'll say, I love this Torah from the Chiddush. Rav Binerman brings it down. No man could see his brother. They couldn't move for 3 days with such a thick darkness. But l'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'mashasam, says the Chiddush Arim. You know what the biggest darkness is? And when a Jew is going through pain and struggle, and no one cares. When a Jew doesn't care about each other, but that's not the Jewish people. The Jewish people, every Jew cares. Unfortunately, we've been through, my personal family, we've been through a tremendous sorrow the past 2 or 3 weeks, the past really long time, and I said, but definitely the past 2 or 3 weeks with the tear of my father-in-law. And I told my wife, I told her over and over again, people don't realize, one text message, should I show up to the Shiva house? I don't really know them. Should I text them? Every text and every living, it's so cliche, but I'm just living it. It gives so much chizik when Jews feel like they're not doing it by themselves. Especially the day of getting out from Shiva. I think that might have been the hardest day by far, at least for me. It's just to know that people text you and people care about you and people love you. That's what we need. Chol b'nei Yisrael or b'mashasam. The Jew's essence is to care for each other, to spread the light, to show the care, to show the love, to spread the love. Idea number 10. So I know we skipped around a little bit, but we want to get finished by Dayenu. Rav Binerman writes a beautiful Maisa. Not a Maisa, a Torah. If he got to the Har Sinai, I didn't get the Torah, it would have been good enough. So I always like the answer. Rav Binerman doesn't bring it here. I didn't see it. They're from the Ksav Sofer and from Yitzhak Vorka. That it would have been good enough to come to Har Sinai and not get the Torah. Why? Why coming to Har Sinai? The whole point of coming to Har Sinai was to get the Torah. No, because we came ki ish echad b'lev echad, to be unified. That and not get the Torah would have been good enough. But says Rav Binerman another answer. What significance did the mountain have for them if not for the experience of Mount Torah? Mount Torah took place there. When we stood by the mountain, two things happened, said Rav Binerman. And if Shuli Bester Shlita brings this down so beautifully, right? So beautifully. One was that we turned our faces to receive His word. And the other was that at the same time to receive the Kodesh Baruch Hu's word, we turned our backs on the world. That alone was a gift to us. And even if we had not received the Torah, that single act of turning away from society was a gift for which we are grateful for. At the end of the day, there's so much Torah. There's so much Torah. There's so much beautiful Vortlach out there. Rabbi Binerman tells us, by Dayenu, we have to specify it. When we specify it, every little thing, they can't just say thank you. When you specify, when we specified a text message for the people that helped us over the past few weeks, I was telling my wife, we have to specify it. She told me, I don't have to tell her anything. Specify all the people that helped out. Dafka, again, the Torah was incredible. But if we didn't get the Torah, just coming to our Sinai to receive His word, but not getting the Torah just to hear from Him, that's one. But the second and more impactful thing, something I never thought about, is that the gift that we got to be able to turn away from the world. A gift for we are grateful for. Rav Shor brings down from the Sas Emes that when you go into your house, the mezuzah is on your right hand side. When you leave your house, the mezuzah is on your left hand side. Why? When you go into your house, right is rachamim, love, kindness, patience. Go out to the world, to be careful. The crazy world out there, dangerous world. Just look at the news, what's going on. The people think that Israel is the genocide. It's a crazy upside down world. Left. Gibor, small. The mezuzah on the left, be strong. Make sure the society outside doesn't touch our neshamas. I love this idea from the Sas Emes, which connects beautifully to this idea from Rabbi Binerman and Dayenu. Let's review these 10 ideas. Or at least we'll try to. So the first one we started in Maaseh Bar Yehuda, the Abarbanel. No, we didn't say the Abarbanel. We start from the Brisker Rav. Why Dafka did they interrupt? Because the Shulchan Aruch brings out Tafrei Pei Zayin, that the only thing you interrupt Talmud Torah for is for Kriyashima. Good. When we started the Maaseh Hashem, they went to Rabbi Kiva because they went to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was they had the Seder. He was the Rav of the town in Bnei Brak. We also said from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, they went to Rabbi Kiva because the Gemara Makkah says that when Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he was the one who saw that the or at the end, even though there was burning, he saw that the non-nevuah had to come true, but destruction, that the rebuild will come as well. The second idea says from the Fer Shomer, Rav Shomer brings it down. Maskirin Yitzias Yisrael. What's the lashon of maskirim? What's lailos alba lailos yemei? Because lailos is yemei agolos. And even in the galus, we're able to maspirim. You're able to speak about the story that brings down shefer and bracha. The maskirin is the lashon of zichros and ashpa. Like you said, the Rebbe Ramelech, the more we're maskirin it, parshas bo, it brings down tremendous shefer, tremendous bracha from Hashem. The third idea, Rav Biderman quotes. Rav Biderman quoted. Why is this different from Kriya Shema? The story of the Bnei Sosker. The story of the Bnei Sosker. Echad. He said, because my father told me to say Echad. By Kriya Shema, that you prolong the Echad. So why is it over here should be the same thing? And Rav Biderman said that he taught me that Shachris, and this is connects to the paragraph right before, Shachris, Sheino Delisho, Chachan Rasha, and Tam. But maybe we could say as well. To find the Echad in the Tamidim, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single Tamid. I think we said that later on as well. Rav Biderman, idea number four, Elo Talmidim, Vishinantum Levenechas, Elo Talmidim. Rav Biderman says, right, Echad, every single one of us has to view every single kid as their own Echad. But we have to know that everything came from the Echad, came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the child, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the student, then you might try one key. And then that one key might not work, another key might not work. We have to have the patience and the fortitude to be able to go forward. And just like you would want to get into your home, if you're locked out, you try every key. So to the Kaddish Baruch, I'll give you the child, he also gave you the key. The fellow that we said from Rav Shor, Yocham Rosh Chodesh, from the Divrei Yisrael, the Majitzer Magid. Sorry, from the Divrei Yisrael, the Majitzer, the Divrei Yisrael. Yocham Rosh Chodesh, you might think the only people that can connect to the Kiddush of the night are the only people that prepare. No, even the people that can just came to the Seder. From Matzah Mor Levanecha Gavaldik. Six of the Yishkodesh Yisha Amda. What's Yisha Amda? We said from the Svarim, from the Yisham Vihi is Vav. The six Mishnah is Hey, five from books of Chamishiv Nukhu Shetayro. Yud is a search. There was Ava Kodesh Baruch. But then we can say also the Yishkodesh Vihi is the Amunah. That even before the Yeshua, it's the search. Hafilish and Adam look Shekvar and Beyodim. The Mamash and the Hana Kodesh Baruch is already saving the day. Kodesh Baruch is already then. Then we say that why, how do we do that? How do we build our Amunah? Davka Vihi. Dafku through the Chav Beis Vihi is Gemach Chav Beis, the 22 letters of the Torah. Shor brings down from the Magid of Mezrich, Shomer Piv Moitzer, right? When it says, Vayar Meitzer, Anus Ha Pi Adibor, Anus Mi Pi Adibor. So you mean honest? No, it's not really honest because that's Pi Adibor. Shomer Piv Mitzomer Mat Misar Snafshim. When you're careful with your speech, you're careful with everything. Pesach, the Rizal says, Pesach is two words, Pesach, open our mouths, to be careful with our speech. And that's what Rav Tzadok says. Rav Tzadok says that Gemach of Milo is Gemach of Peh. When a person is careful with their speech, then they have nothing to worry about with their kedusha. Rav Binerman quotes Rav Shimon Shkup, who didn't talk so much, but when he came to Vahavavarti, he was Anivel Lomach, Chodesh Baruch Hu, to remember Chodesh Baruch Hu by our side and davening the entire time. This is the time to realize that Chodesh Baruch Hu by our side through the entire Seder. Rav Binerman, idea number nine, kedusha rem lo reishes achiv. The greatest kosher in the entire world, and when a Jew feels alone. But every Jew has to and will, because we are one body, we are one soul. Every Jew cares. Every Jew cares. We're one. And that's what the command of the Rebbe says, is Gemachi of loving Hashem, you have to Gemach Ani Hashem. It's the same Gemachi. Because when a Jew loves Hashem, you love his people. If you don't love every Jew, then you don't love the Kaddish Baruch Hu, said the command of the Rebbe. And finally, the final idea, he came to Har Sinai. And we're good enough, we didn't get the Torah. What the whole point of coming to the Torah, the Harsinai, was to get the Torah. So the Ruksav Soifer, the Zagorka said the same thing, that we came to Kishachad Balevichad would be good enough. But Rav Biderman says another adage. Rav Biderman says, that's just to hear from Hashem, not going to just to hear his word, number one. But number two, the ability to be able to turn our back on the world, on the Tumadika world, on the society, not to be able to connect with that one turn from the rest of the world. That would have been a good enough as well. And that's what Rav Shor tells us from the Sas Emes. When you leave your house, the mezuzah is on the left, the mezuzah is on the right, coming in. Because coming in, it's got to be with patience of love. Going out, to be strong, the gibor, to be careful that the world doesn't touch us. We should be zoicha hear our tefillah, so Hashem should see our munah and see our love. And we zoicha be'ez Hashem, tifim the zachim, the psachim, the zavachim, and yishalami kodesh be'ez Hashem, b'soy service, which happens, we don't.